Motive Rabbi say lessons from the lathe. Parshas Kedoshim for some, still Parshas Achrimos. This will be a universal message as I want to speak, not as long as usual, but want to speak about the horrible tragedy that happened this week, just 2 days ago, in San Diego, California. Really, just the stories that have come out there are truly uplifting and amazing. But specifically, we certainly still daven for those that are still sick. The great, really, hero and tzaddik, Rabbi Grossman, should have a richas shanim, and really risking his life for others, as so many others did, specifically from Eretz HaKodesh, people who knew all too well what tragedy was. And of course, Lori Gilbert Kay, 60-year-old, who was murdered. Al Kiddush Hashem, all that she wanted to do is say Yisker for her beloved mother. And what a special person she was, as Rabbi Grossman spoke about, her husband as well, it seems, who tried to save her as a doctor at the end of her life. And the stories that Rabbi Grossman has told about this unbelievable and amazing Chabad is just amazing. And those that already know the great work of Chabad now only know it all too well. And the Nisim and the Flois, we say mitzvah's goreris mitzvah, mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. I think Nisim lead to other Nisim as well. You see the Nisim and the Flois that happened in this case, a border patrolman who just a few months before discovered his Judaism, wanting to come for Yisker. Just Baruch Hashem that the lives, every life of course is so special. But the fact that more lives were not taken is something that we certainly concentrate on. We also remember the great Kalev Rebbe, who was a very, very unique individual who passed away at 96 years old, who was someone who, Baruch Hashem, lived Al Kiddush Hashem. This week's parsha for those outside of Eretz Yisrael, Achrimos, has the startling term, V'chai Bahem. V'chai Bahem Shleim Mus Bahem, says the Gemara. We have to live our lives. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would point out it's much harder for a person to live Al Kiddush Hashem than to die Al Kiddush Hashem. This certainly was someone, the Kalev Rebbe, who lived Al Kiddush Hashem, his famous and moving Shema Yisrael that he would say at many different events. And his whole life was about saving children from hunger. Just was a very, very unique Hasidish Rebbe. Really did not lose his faith in really difficult times. So many concentration camps, Auschwitz, Bergen-Belsen, Mengele, and really came out being Mekadosh Shem Hashem, as did Rabbi Grossman as well, and certainly, unfortunately, one who had to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Grossman pointed to the events that happened at the moment that this tragic event happened. He was doing Netilas Yadayim, being Mekadosh his hands, so that he was about to start the Yizkor service. He actually was about to say the Haftorah. And right, he says the Haftorah itself speaks in Chutz La'aretz, something I have not said in quite some time. But he pointed to this amazing perek. It's probably just worth it for us to review the perek in Yeshayahu, perek Yud. Yeshayahu perek Yud Bet. We close Pesach on Yom Achron, the famous Lubavitcher Rebbe Sudas Mashiach, which was going to happen there. Speaking of Sancheiriv, who was boasting that they're going to conquer Yerushalayim, conquer Eretz Yisrael, but that was not to happen. We see that it's going to be Ben Yishai, the Davidic dynasty that is going to save Klal Yisrael with Mashiach. And as Rabbi Grossman quoted, a pasuk that we know every single week that we recite, the beautiful pasuk of Hine Kel Yeshuasi Eftach Velo Efchad, that we end off our last tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam as we end Shabbos, is we remind ourselves that behold, the Ribbono Shel Olam is my salvation. I shall trust and not fear him. We praise Hashem at the end because we are not lo evchad. You can do and you can try to destroy us, but it will never work. And that famous last line, Sali Veroni Yoshet Sion Ki Gadol Bikirbech Kadosh Yisrael. In the actual Machzer, it ends with this beautiful line and says, finally Jews will emerge after exile, will recognize the underlying meaning of history. They will be grateful not only for deliverance and bracha and blessing, but even for the tribulations of exile of Galus, because they will understand that suffering was part of a series of events that lended itself to the bliss of redemption and spiritual triumph. So these difficult times, even in America, where we feel so secure and so blessed to be in such a country, that this could happen, unfortunately, 6 months to day after a terrible tragedy in Pittsburgh, it is something that is very difficult. But one message that came out to me that is so clear and so unbelievable is literally someone willing to give his hand, literally his fingers, to save other people. Running in as his hands was bleeding to save children. Individuals with or without children taking other children to make sure they were not to be injured. As the paramedics came, Rabbi Grossman insisting to finish his drasha to say, Hine kelishu esieftach belo efchad, we are not an afraid nation. This was said beautifully by an idea in the Das Torah of the great Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitch. We read in our parsha, V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. The klal gadol b'Torah, the famous words that we read in the Sefra and Parshas Kedoshim that come from the Yerushalmi in the Dorim. Amar Rav Yekiva v'haf l'recha kamocha ze klal gadol b'Torah. But if you look at the Gemara in Shabbat, amazing story, really a very, very special story, which I'm sure everybody knows. Tanan Rabbanan, it tells over different stories about this Nachri Echa Sheba Lefnei Shammai. We have this Nachri that comes now the second time, another story it tells. And this person wants to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Shuv Maisa B'Nachri Echa Sheba Lefnei Shammai Amar Lei. He says, I want you to convert me. Garani Al Malnas Shlomdeini Kol HaTorah Kula Kesheni Ong Menal Regal Achas. Shammai doesn't take it, and he says, get out of here. Dachlu Be'emes HaBiran Binyan. It's interesting. I heard it interesting here. Just in general, if we look at the history of who Shammai was, he always sought the emes. If you look at, of course, the famous Kala Noiva Chasuda, he disagrees with Beis Hillel Shita. He says, Kala Kolshi, you always have to say the emes. He says, you can't do that. That's not the emes. But then, of course, when it gets to Hillel, Hillel is willing to do it. And what does he say? Amr lo, de'alech sonin lechavercha lo ta'avid zu. He called it Torah Kula. So we interpret this as behalf the Recha Kamocha. It's not exactly that. What he says is, what you dislike, do not do to your friend. That is Kol HaTorah Kula. It is a little bit different. And in fact, Rashi there has an interpretation. He quotes the Pasuk from Mishle. It's quite different. What is meant by this? Says Yerucham Yerovavitz, this is the important principle, because this teaches us that v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha maybe means like this, that it's in my heart. As long as my emotion is of love generally towards another individual, that's okay. That's the mitzvah. I'm a kind of mitzvah v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. But the truth is, says Rav Yerucham, that's not true. Love alone is not sufficient. Rather, this love must be motivated by positive things that we do for the other person. And to refrain from actions, to refrain from words that could cause somebody pain and suffering. It's the actions. What are we physically going to do? The Torah definitely requires us to feel deep love in our hearts. There's no shy love. But this love, says Hillel, is explained as a basic Torah principle. It's that same commandment which requires us to have this positive feeling on the outset on a person, but also requires us to be elevated in a manner daily with encounters, with physical actions that we do. And therefore, what I don't want done to myself, sunny, it bothers me, I have to actively seek that it's not done to another person. I don't want people to speak against me, so I have to know that I can't speak against other people. Rav Zelig Pliskin points out how easy it is to have the slogan of we love everyone, but to feel it in our hearts is difficult. To sincerely feel that I'm always looking at the positive side. As we start Pirkei Avos, we know that we should always have the positive side. We should dan as chaver lekaf schus. When we look at each individual, we say, well, I would hate if they judge me on that way, so how can I judge them that way? But also to so much be kamocha that it's so bothersome, I wouldn't want this done to me, masish soni lecha, I'm going to do it for another individual. That's the cornerstone of the Torah. And sometimes, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. When push comes to shove, we all know that if it was our child, we would jump in front of our child, God forbid, for nothing bad to happen to them. But imagine if you could act that every Jew is like your child. The great Rav Machlis once said to me, that's the laws of Ribbis, which we read in Parshas Achrimos. Why can't I take it? Because you are Achicha, you're my brother. Would you ever think of charging your brother or your father Ribbis interest? Never! That's the way we look at every individual Jew. For a person to have to do a heroic act to say it wasn't a big deal because this is my congregation, these are my people, I would jump in front of a bullet for them, quite literally. I would lose a finger for them. You are my congregation. Words cannot describe that's the fulfillment of V'haftar Recha Kamocha. So powerful. So special and so unique. And it is Dafka during this time of the year where we commemorate the students of Rabbi Akiva and the Avelis of this time, even though the Ramban tells us that we are in a very holy time of Sfiras HaOmer, the counting of the important Sfiras HaOmer, the Chol HaMoed, until Shavuos, to change our midos. The Gemara in Yuvamos tells us the story in Daf Samach Beis. All the students of Rabbi Akiva, the 24,000, died in this time between Pesach and Shavuos. Why? It was desolate. Achabab Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Seinu Ledorum, and he taught them, Shoinu Lahem, so that there was the famous Rabbi Akiva taught Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Yochai, which we commemorate on Lag BaOmer, his Helula, the beauty of the Torah, Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon. The Midrash in Kohelet Rabbah, Isa, tells us, Rabbi Akiva came Eitzel Rabbi Seinu Shebadorim Lolomal Torah Amar Lehem Chaf Dalet Elef Tamidim Hayah Bekula Mesu. Don't be like them. What does this mean? Says Rav Osher Weiss, it can't be that a Talmud dies only because they didn't have kavod for their friend. What is Rabbi Akiva saying here in this midrash? We were nice to our friends, but could that be it? Because it's the same Rabbi Akiva who taught us in Pirkei Avos Paragimel, Mishnah Yud Dalid, Chaviv Adam Shenivr Betzelem. How fortunate are human beings to be created in God's image. Chaviv Yisera Notolo Shenivr Betzelem Elokim. We were created in God's image. The Ahavta Recha Kamocha, says Rav Asher Weiss, Mikolzech Chazin and Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva, that's how we define Rabbi Akiva, the Klal Gadol of the Torah that we quoted based on the Yushalmi that Rabbi Akiva said. This is it. What Hillel said, this is the cornerstone of Torah. Because we were created in God's image. But if you don't get my basic principle as your Rebbe, that the cornerstone of all of humankind, not just Judaism, is to realize that every individual is created in God's image, and therefore you have to treat them appropriately. And what you wouldn't want done to yourself, you can't treat others, because they're your brothers, they are like your child. And that was the onesh that they had. That's why Bidei Shammai and Erechai of Misa. Because if a Talmud doesn't learn the basic principle, a student doesn't learn the basic principle of his Rebbe, what is it good for? And of course, there's a lot to discuss, and it's not on our level to understand exactly what that means. So our final message is, from this horrible tragedy, and there should be a Melitz Yosher to us, that they should stop, and as Rabbi Grossman beautifully said, we should realize, Saliv Avroni Yoshev Tzion, we should do acts of kindness. What a Kiddush Hashem. He was on different news stations on Good Morning America and told people, that's what we learn from this. We are not afraid. But you know how I could, facts on the ground, change myself? Look at the positive in any individual. Recognize and say, wait a minute, I just said this about that. Would I want to be? No, I wouldn't. Would I say that if it was my brother? No, I wouldn't. Would say that about my child? I wouldn't. And the actions, what actions do we do? We see somebody's in sorrow, do we go up to them? We put a simple arm around them can change all of the facts on the ground. That's true ahava, that's true love. And that's something to work on during this time of Sviras Omer. We should be zeicha to only have bracha and hatzlacha and Yeshua from the Rebbeinu Sholom, Macha Dima Kalpanim, the tremendous suffering that we see, the pachad, we should realize that God tells us, Lo Evchad, because I, Hashem, is with us, lifting us up. We should be zeicha that HaTorah should come soon, very, very soon in our day, with the Bias Goyal Tzedek, the Meheir of Yamenu, Bein David Avdecha Yigal Osanu, the Karav.